First and foremost, I want you to consider the reality of God's hell.
Dear God, I'm sorry for laughing at jokes that were wrong. Mom, Roetzquist, help me to walk away next time, even if the kids laugh at me.
There is a satisfaction brought to the heart of God, if I can put it that way, when His holiness and His justice ends in wrath upon sin. That's only right, isn't it? You know, you've stood there. You just come with me. You just come with me. 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 Now you're up, sinner friend. You're up. And there you are, pleading away. Hurry in there, friend. Hurry in there. Oh, Christ, please. Please, have mercy. I didn't mean it. I really did want to serve you. Come, bind them hand and foot. I'll leave you to watch that one go and be cast into the lake of fire.
The title of my message today is The Homosexual Tragedy. I wasn't sure whether to call it The Homosexual Tragedy or Homosexual Bondage. On that day, I now finally decided on The Homosexual Tragedy.
God's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took me just a week to make the routine.
We know not how soon in life a child becomes accountable. But we are not wise to look at these children and think of them as innocent little lambs, as if they were above and beyond the influence and control of the devil. It just is not so.
Some of the most important words in all the Bible are the little ones. And that little word, but, I think is sometimes one of the most critical words of all. And that little word, but. But. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat.
Here the Lord describes the reality of hypocrites, in the church, and the futility of trying to get them out.
Lambs, as if they were above and beyond the influence and control of the devil. It just is not so. How cute and how adorable they are. And yes, we would have the tendency to idolize children. But we fail and fail tragically to remember that they are born with sinful, depraved, rotten hearts. But obviousness in it, that their innocence is but the passing illusion of a mind that forgets that the child is conceived in sin.